This is Karen Werner. The radio artwork you're about to hear is called Jarman's Garden by the Australian-based radio artist Sherry DeLeese. Jarman's Garden was produced by Sherry DeLeese with Chris Abrams in 2000 for the celebrated Australian Broadcast Corporation show The Listening Room. Jarman's Garden is an impressionistic rendering of filmmaker Derek Jarman's famous garden on the coast of England. In the last years of his life, as he was dying of AIDS, Jarman created the garden out of things washed up from the sea. After Jarman died, the garden was tended to by his partner Keith Collins, whose voice we hear in the piece. Jarman's Garden is 14 minutes and 49 seconds long. I hope you enjoy.
It's a wooden house made of shiplap, painted black with tar. From the front, it looks like a kind of child's drawing of a house. Two little windows, a little door in the middle, and an off-center chimney. It's called Prospect Cottage, Prospero's last place. When Derek moved here, one of his first acts was to break Prospero's wand from the Tempest, put it over his knee and snapped it in two. Prospero finally come to rest. These are the highest points for a mile in every direction. There are no trees in Dungeness at all. And birds use these poles as surrogate trees. Tree creepers and flycatchers, weird things, saying this is my territory. What have we got here? A big piece of chain off a boat. Heavy, it's about the limit of all I can carry, and it encircles and protects the iris in the middle. And then particularly with Derek losing his sight, that as he walked through it, you can imagine all the smells, the lavenders and the santalinas. The poem on the house is it's swollen and deformed with weathering, so now it's illegible.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Completely swollen, but they're soft, and when they've been tarred, they become rock hard again. Tapping away like this through the wall.
Sun.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Busy old fool and moony sun. Why dost thou thus through windows and through curtains call on us? Yeah. And because I transcribed all of Derek's diary, so no, his handwriting went.
Looks more like mushrooms hanging off.
Yeah, or something. Yeah. It's beautiful when it's tarred. It's a yearly job. It takes a couple of days. Everywhere I look, I see work and labour, your whole life mapped out in doing the garden. Well, there's an hour of my life, and there's 3 hours of my life. And this is one of the places it was imagined that would be invaded first. The fences were made of iron rods that were spiral at the bottom for screwing into the ground. We found a big pile at the back and inverted them, so the spirals now stick in the air. And they're kind of like tendrils. There used to be a ruling here that you couldn't buy a house unless you had a boat. And that was the boat that was associated with this house. So I dragged it off the beach one day and put it here. I'm letting it slowly turn to dust. When we went to Japan, we went to this astonishing bamboo temple where there were bamboo trees and they made this fantastic hissing sound, and our guide told us that the hissing sound was the sound of the spirits. And we have these kind of triangles and hoops that, when the wind blows, make this kind of nice chiming noise.
It's
reminiscent of that scene in Sebastiani where the man's sitting, the sheep go by with the bell. Do you want me to stop the clock? I'll make it short. Here you go. Are you ready? Well, I'll make it chime. It'll chime at once. No, it's a little thing, a twiddle up inside of it, probably.
Hey, it chimes.
It is, but it drove me mad, because it chimes at any time it wants, and as many times as it wants. It's had its mechanism twiddled with to make it a random clock. Derek used to wear a little tiny tin frog, and it was really handy because I could find him in the dark because he used to get lost. I could tell exactly which room he was in. The Japanese word for frog is the same as the word for go back, which is the same meaning as recover. What else can I say? It's fitting and perfect that this cottage was built by a fisherman and is now returned to a fisherman's cottage. It's how it should be. Out with the artists and in with the fishermen. My neighbour just knocked on my door, asked me to go out with them one day. They were short crude. And it's been 4 years now. I've seen beautiful things there. Amazing. Something called a common sun star. It's a kind of starfish with 12 legs. And I can't believe that someone first saw one and called it common, because it is the most uncommonly beautiful. Its patterning is a fractal that, as you look into it, you can fall into this tiny orange and yellow thing. So we see things out there.
You just listened to Jarman's Garden, a piece produced in 2000 by Australian-American radio artist Sherry DeLeese. This is Wave Farm radio artist fellow Karen Werner. For more information about the work you just heard, visit the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org.